This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I just scared the hell out of you, too.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I'll have all the latest in Major League Baseball from John Paul Morosi coming up in a few minutes. Some amazing stuff on Shohei Ohtani. And one baseball team, you're just not going to believe what they're on pace for. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but it rhymes with Chicago Schmite Schmucks.
We don't need to talk about that.
So listen, it's going to...
Let's turn to Thursday night. Let's start talking about the Bears.
It's not the Bears.
Talk about that slow, small percentage chance that the Bears still trade the first pick.
That's not going to happen. It's
what if it did?
No, they're not going to do it.
Would it not be the greatest thing for our show ever?
That would be. They trade the first pick to the Chargers for Justin Herbert so the Chargers can take J.J. McCarthy.
How great would that be?
That's what I want. I want that so bad.
That chaos theory is one of the greatest things ever put out.
I don't know that we need any other sports stories for the rest of the month.
Well, no, the Knicks are still going to play that night.
I don't think it matters. I think
the Lakers Nuggets.
As much as my go New York, go New York, go New. No, I wouldn't care. I would just need Harbaugh trading up to number one, not for Caleb Williams, not to reset the quarterback line. Sure. No. Trading up to get J.J. McCarthy.
I got to tell you though, in the 9 o'clock hour, if I really wanted to, I could just do dramatic readings for a full hour of all the folks that wanted to kill you last night. When you started doing your song and dance and running around.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Because you had 7 minutes. For those that missed it, and you can get the podcast wherever you get your audio, we had 7 minutes of doom and gloom, Jason Smith, about the disaster that was Game 2. Jalen Brunson lost his jump shot somewhere between the end of the regular season and end of the playoffs. And then just like that, it all turned with the aid of a very elongated Robert Vickers-like 2-minute report that we can read off of all the transgressions perpetrated against the 76ers.
Yes, all the transgressions. The one foul call, they didn't get it, cost us the game. Let me just say this. In everything we did last night, do you really think anybody's going to hate the Knicks more than they already do? Come on, man. Everybody across the country hates the Knicks already because Jalen Brunson gets no respect. The Knicks get no respect. They're the second seed. No, just because nobody like loudmouths like me who go on the air saying, go New York, go New York, go.
I ordered a couple of those big fathead, you know, big head things. And we're going to cut out the mouths, and then we can do, like, the clutch cargo thing from back in the day.
Look, Rick Bucher, who came on the show last week and said, hey, you know, yeah, I expect the Knicks to beat the Sixers. Okay, great. Then couldn't even say on our show, had to wait to go on Colin's show the next day to say, hey, I'd give the Knicks a puncher's chance to make the finals.
He's given us a nod there.
I'm giving the Knicks a puncher's chance to make the finals. He couldn't even say that on our show. He couldn't because everybody hates the Knicks.
Everybody hates the Knicks. I think Rick was trying to be cognizant, shall I say, sensitive of your psyche and sports psyche.
Nah.
And if he built that up on our show, and that became a thing, and thanks to everybody that tweeted out that clip with him and Colin the next morning,
but here's the thing.
Because, I mean, we are inextricably linked.
You were here for the interview. You heard him say, I say one good thing about the Knicks every 30 appearances on your show. Was a good thing.
But they should
beat the Sixers.
But he did kind of intimate that they could be on a run.
He waits till the next day to say, hey.
He went full in by the next morning.
Puncher's chance for the finals. Couldn't say it. Why? Because everybody hates the Knicks.
No, because he was afraid. Like, if it went badly, it would crush your soul. And Rick is a longtime friend of the show.
Yeah.
He didn't want to hurt you.
Yeah, well, let's see. He could have said that. Look, we had Mark Medina on last night who guaranteed me Brunson was going to get 40 in the next game. So, okay, Brunson's going to get 40.
He also said the Lakers were going to win a game in this series.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned the Lakers, because coming off of last night, you have everybody complaining about the officials.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron was upset about a call in the third quarter that the Lakers didn't get.
It really stuck in his craw.
At the 10:34 mark of the third quarter, there was a basket we didn't get. Oh, right. but now that the Lakers season is over, right, we talked about it last night. If they couldn't protect that 20-point lead, they're going to have to win a game in Denver. That was the game they were going to win. And if they couldn't protect that, forget it. Like, they're cooked. You could put a fork in the Lakers season. But if you want to really get into what the issue with the Lakers is, and you want to have a non-Darvin Ham conversation, because clearly you hear AD say stuff like, we didn't know what the game plan was, we didn't know what to do. I mean, whose fault is that, right? We didn't know what we were doing. That's coach, right? So Darvin Ham is a guy that really, that's going to look back, the Lakers are going to go, maybe we really should have replaced him. Maybe that would have helped. But let me just say this, because the issue with the Lakers and blowing this lead last night, the issue with them might be it's too much LeBron. Okay? Now follow me on this. The issue could be too much LeBron. He isn't the same takeover guy that he was. He isn't a guy that can always get a bucket when he wants to, when he needs to, like he used to be. We mentioned it last night. How many times have you seen LeBron, big times in a game, ISO one-on-one, drive to the hoop, and somehow miss a bunny layup?
He got shut down at the rim multiple times. Couple of blocks, couple of misses.
You saw that. You see that a lot with LeBron. Boy, how is he missing that? You know, but he misses a lot of shots, and when the offense is great for the Lakers, it's when everybody is involved, and Reeves is hitting shots, and AD is involved, and D'Lo is involved. This is what makes this is what's going to get the Lakers to the next level, because they always said LeBron needs a supporting cast. He needs a supporting cast. Yeah, now he's got a good supporting cast. But when did the team bog down last night, right? When you have AD with some foul trouble, and you had D'Lo for some reason off the floor way longer than he should have been. And even when these guys are on the floor, when LeBron tries to take over the offense and there's five possessions in a row of, I'm going to shoot the ball. Maybe I go to the hoop. Maybe I take a three. This is what I mean by too much LeBron, because he's someone who doesn't make the shots like he used to. He doesn't create like he used to. He gets his points, but he still thinks, okay, hey, the guys all did their job. Now it's my turn. Now it's winning time, and I'm going to close this out. Well, he's not that guy anymore. It's not 2015, right? He's not 29 anymore. He's going to be 40. So this is where LeBron James has to understand that maybe a little bit less of me is okay, and maybe there are possessions where, hey, we get it to AD, who's one-on-one down low, or we cycle it around and we free up Austin Reeves for a three. It doesn't need to be me bogging the offense down by taking shots all the time, and that's really what happened to the Lakers last night. Is their offense in the second half just hit the skids, right? I mean, they were terrific in the first half, and then AD, a little bit of foul trouble, okay, so he sits, but the Lakers still have a lot of guys who can score. I mean, this is why the Lakers are good. They figured out their supporting cast, but then LeBron decides, okay, now it's my time. Now you guys had your chance. That's great. Now it's important time, and now it's me. And when he misses, and he misses big threes, and he misses layups, and he's not somebody that can get in and dish for a hoop anymore, that hurts, because this is the ball going the other way, and the Nuggets are a much better basketball team. So the thing for the Lakers I would look at, I would say, is, boy, I think we need less LeBron. And I don't mean LeBron picking his spots to try to take over, because clearly picking his spots, taking over, has not worked, because all the spot times he's trying to pick his spots is when he's doing it. But it's got to be where, hey, some possessions down the floor, LeBron can watch. LeBron, because it's not like, hey, we're going to make sure LeBron doesn't shoot because we have Rui Hachimura getting the ball. But no, but when you have guys that can make shots in AD, and you paid Austin Reeves a lot of money, and D'Angelo Russell's a guy that you also paid a lot of money to bring him back, these guys can take it. These guys can draw, because of the attention LeBron's going to give you, these guys can make shots. AD's one of the top seven players in the NBA. It's okay if you go down and run an ISO play for him. It's not okay that AD takes one shot in the fourth quarter when he had hit 14 of his first 15. But it's got to be that LeBron James, it means a little bit less of him, may wind up meaning more and being more for the Lakers when it comes down to it. Because what I saw last night was LeBron just going to, I'm going to take over like I've always tried to do, and it didn't work. And the offense slowed down, and the Nuggets came back and they won the game.
Well, it always goes back to the standing around, right, part of things. And it was curious yesterday, right, LeBron complaining about officials in the replay center and cursing up a storm. AD being asked about the final shot, getting mad. And both guys really perfecting the mic drop at questions they don't like or after summary statements. Murray made a shot because the guy tried to ask him about screens and getting all complex instead of, like, what happened on the final play. But you can't have Davis and Russell, having the first halves that they had, and third quarters have been a mess for the Lakers. We've watched that for a lot of the year. But down the stretch, you're not involved at all. A lot of standing around, because, right, that was always the criticism of LeBron teams earlier on in his career. Certainly go back to Jordan era as well, if you want to go and pick your superstar. Go around the league. How many times is there just a lot of watching? He's got the ball now. It ain't coming back out. So you stop moving. There's no extra passing lanes, no extra distribution opportunities, and certainly nothing else at the rim for when he does miss a shot. Mm-hmm. Right? No. All right, we already conceded the possession. So for LeBron, you know, and this goes back to blowing a 20-point lead, you know, you're the field general. Whatever Darvin Ham's trying to instruct you to do, we've always joked about him being GM and de facto coach anyway. So he's got to wear more of an L for that, of pacing, spacing, and being more vocal about what you're trying to accomplish and getting those secondary players involved. Look, both teams, the bench really didn't play a big role, right? What was the final score? Like 12-6 or something in terms of bench scoring? Not a lot. It's all coming down to the starters and playing many a weary minute. And it goes back, you know, bringing up our guy Bucher again, something he brought up a couple of years ago, that the Lakers had gotten very good about being able to spell LeBron. And it's something I've actually yelled during my daughter's soccer games, like when the ball gets kicked out of bounds, when you're on one of these big fields and it rolls. Like, here's your LeBron minute. Get your rest, right? You stand around, so at least for a possession, you run the shot clock, and if nothing else, he gets about a minute of rest so that he's fresh down the stretch, because that's the other part, right? Of tired legs, short jumpers, getting contested, and being muscled at the rim, because that doesn't make any sense, because we see him bully guys and bulldoze guys left and right. But if you're not going to trust these other components of your offense that you paid big money to bring back, and I'm looking squarely at Reeves, then the series is lost before it begins.
Yeah. Look, it's weird to say that, but I, at the same time, it's time. It's time to realize that, okay, LeBron can't take over the games like he used to. And if you're going to win, a little bit less LeBron might go a longer way. Because you have other guys. You finally have the guys that you can trust that can make shots. And yeah, AD's the guy that needs that basketball.
Well, and the other thing to say it, though, is like he missed the shot. A wide open, uncontested, set, look around, nobody's closing from behind, three-point shot, right? And, you know, he just tried to dismiss it as, it rimmed out. What are you going to do? Like, no, everybody else.
No, you missed it. It was a good decision. I don't mind the decision because it's a wide-open three. That's a shot you want anybody to take. So the whole thing, LeBron should have drove to the hoop. Yeah, no, I get it, but really, it's a wide-open three. You want him to take it. But to say, what can you do? No, you still missed the shot, though. You still missed it.
You had the chance to close it out.
I mean, it's like, what else could I do? It went in and out. Okay. So that's different than if he missed entirely.
But that call against D'Lo in the third?
I mean,
come on, man.
Come on. 877-99 on Fox, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just think about that. A little less LeBron could go a longer way. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Coming up next, would you believe it or not, the Dodgers are working with Shohei Ohtani on getting better at bats.
How about that?
One team might not win their 10th game until maybe the All-Star break. Keep it right here. Sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. You caught. You're catching strays all the way.
We don't need to talk about it.
That's next right here. Jason and Mike.
Wow.
Fox.
It's okay, Mike. Text me 10 minutes to reload.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? That's why we were able to win the War of 1776.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But we shot, and they blocked it. How long did it take to reload? 10 minutes.
Jason, can you imagine the crap talking from back and forth while they're reloading? Oh, I'm going to get you.
I got you.
Oh, just wait till you see me.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Just wait till I reload, Jason. Just wait.
Just give me that stuff.
Just use the bayonet already.
I need more powder.
You suck so bad.
Go to the back of the line and get me gunpowder. Bring it up. You watch. I'm going to shoot you. I'll get you.
You're so lucky I don't have my horse right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
This is my upset special.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Right now, NBA playoffs, halftime. Dallas leads the Clippers 45-41. Luka Doncic with a logo three that does not go before the break, so Dallas's lead is 4 over the Clippers. We'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes, but joining us now on the hotline, hopefully he's just in time to reverse the Mets' fortunes tonight, MLB Network insider extraordinaire. He's on Twitter, @JohnMorosi. That is @JohnMorosi. It is the Pope, John Palmarosi. What's happening, bud? How are you?
I am outstanding, my friends. Loving this time of year. Great NHL playoff games happening as we speak right now, and some pretty incredible baseball storylines happening as well, including a gentleman by the name of Ohtani leading the world in OPS, just as everybody expected he would when he signed with the Dodgers.
Yeah, unexpected. They're working with him on his plate discipline a little bit. I'm like, wow, really?
Right. I saw that story, and I have seen the comments. I find them interesting. I understand why, I suppose, because, and again, this sounds like an absurd thing to bring up here on the 22nd, 23rd of April, but his RBI numbers, the ratio is perhaps a little lower than what they thought it might be, but come on. He's leading the entire sport in offensive production. Is he a little bit impatient in situations with men in scoring position? Perhaps, and that's something that they're working on with him. But bear in mind, this is not in any suggestion an overhaul of his approach. And when you think about the big picture here and his ability to compartmentalize all that's happened in his life and career in the last 2 months, I don't think a little bit of hitting advice is going to really change too much or risk a real rewiring of the way that Ohtani approaches his craft. I think he's going to be just fine. And the Dodgers, despite the fact that they've somewhat been average since the first week of the season, I think they're going to be just fine too.
How long before they have to start managing innings for Glasnow?
Well, the answer to that is that it's already happening, and there's a reason why they have gone to a six-man rotation, and probably a reason why they haven't necessarily been a dominant team to begin the season, is that Glasnow is one guy who needs to have his workload monitored, cared for. Bobby Miller, they thought, was going to be one of the workhorses, and of course now he's on the IL. The six-man rotation, if you want to call it that, and I think it's probably fair to do that, it really was created because the Dodgers felt that they had multiple starters, not just Yamamoto, but Glasnow as well, who needed a little bit of additional rest. And when you consider what Glasnow has done in terms of what his career high for innings is, he's not going to throw 190. So they're either going to back him off now and give him an additional day of rest, or he'll probably be on the IL by the end of May, just based on what his career tells you. So he is, to be fair here, one of the most electrifying pitchers to watch work in the planet. I mean, he is unbelievable. And when you watch him in your up close, just see how tall he is on the mound, what an uncomfortable at-bat he is for anybody. So he's special. And the Dodgers, I think wisely, are banking on the fact that they're probably going to be able to make the playoffs, even if they're giving guys additional rest. Even if there's a lower percentage of starts made by Glasnow than what they would like, they're willing to accept that if it gives them a healthy Glasnow in the second half in the postseason, when obviously they hope that Kershaw and Buehler are more meaningful members of the rotation by that time of the year.
Now, Pope, I got to ask you this. I want you to tell me the truth. If it's the first time you're ever going to tell this story, you got to tell the truth. Have you ever done an interview with a player where maybe the player looks away from you and thinks that you said something really bad about him, but it turned out to be a fan behind you, and the player walks away from the interview with you? Because I saw what happened to Aaron Boone yesterday, and I'm thinking maybe it could have happened to you at some point in a situation like that?
No. Okay. No. Anything that I have said that was foolish is something I have said.
Okay.
I say enough foolish things on my own. I don't need help from the guy in the second or third row. But in all seriousness, I, like everybody, I've viewed the forensic evidence here of the Yes Network footage. Clearly, Aaron Boone did not say the magic words to Hunter Wendelstedt that resulted in the ejection. Someone else said them. Now, there could have been two someones. It is, after all, New York. And if one person is going to say something, often two people are going to say something.
It's Roger McDowell, the second spitter.
Right, exactly. So I do think, if you were to ask me, do I think that there were two people probably talking in that moment, the guy with his nachos behind the dugout, and someone towards the further end of the dugout registering his discontent with the strike zone, whether it be a coach or a player, someone in a Yankee uniform? Yeah, there's a fair chance that happened. But I also think that there's a way to handle it, which is you don't eject someone for something that another individual said. I mean, that is, and I understand that Hunter's point that the conduct of the dugout in some way, shape, or form is the responsibility of the manager, and I subscribe to that, and I'm generally someone that really I'm an umpire supporter. I mean, I really think that they do a fantastic job, and have a lot of friends who are umpires and really enjoy my conversations there. Could this have been handled differently? Probably, because the way in which it was handled, and obviously there's no way that Hunter would know that it would be quite, you know, picked up by the microphones and broadcast in quite that fashion. I get it, and I think that there was probably a way that could have been handled in a way that did not create front page news. Unfortunately, here we are, and I do think that's. I don't know a ton about the rating system that umpires are given, but I do know that one of the things that umpires are evaluated on is what they call situation management. And I think in this case, the situation could have been managed a little differently. And I think Hunter is an excellent umpire. Obviously, he's the son of an umpire. He's been around the game his entire life. He knows baseball. And clearly, he felt like he had to make a statement there. I think we could probably, reasonable folks could say maybe there was a different way to handle it. But, hey, thanks to Hunter and to Aaron for giving us a pretty interesting thing to discuss for a couple days.
Like we always say, JP, you got those reputation calls. Aaron Boone didn't help himself with all the ejections.
Well,
a year ago.
That's true. And there were probably some that Bobby Cox over the history of his career where just because of the way Bobby conducted himself and the way that he was very very strident in support of his players probably got the hook more often than he maybe deserved. But you're right. It's by the way, Reputation, name of a Taylor Swift album. There's another one released just in the last week. I know this because I have daughters and they told me this.
31 songs, JP.
31?
31. It's a double album. It's an anthology. It's 2 hours of music. Get ready.
It's like the White Album by the Beatles or the Smashing Pumpkins album that we all had back in the 90s. That one.
Wow. You went right from Taylor Swift to Smashing Pumpkins.
Somewhere.
I'm just trying to think of, okay, first of all, there's
I'm picturing John Paul Morosi in his dorm room at Michigan, right, with long hair, and he's listening to the Counting Crows and Smashing Pumpkins, and he's sitting there going, boy, if they have a strike in Major League Baseball, that's not going to be good. I'll tell you, that lockout's going to be really bad. Listen to that music and sitting here reciting former lineup to the Tigers. Who played left field for the Tigers in 1965? Norm Cash. Got it.
Mr. Jones and me.
Was that you? Was that you in college, JP? Was that you and David Stearns in college?
More or less.
Okay.
More or less, except for the long hair. And let's be clear. Anyone who has seen me knows right now, I do not have long hair. That we can. Sources can confirm that to be very, very true. But no, I've always had a very eclectic musical taste. And my roommates in college introduced bands to me that I really didn't know and groups I didn't really know. So that is the purpose of college. You build great relationships, great friendships, and you learn a little bit of new music.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
A little bit of living and a lot about love. There you go. Us. Getting a little country line in. Hey, let me ask Mike Trout, 9 home runs as of tonight. Where can we get the change.org petition to free him to a team that's going to compete?
He's back. back. Mike Trout's back. It's a great question. I think at the end of the day, that conversation and that decision is a two-person conversation. Artie Moreno, Mike Trout, and that's it. And where that all goes, you know, all Mike has said publicly is, I want to win in Anaheim. He's playing great. I think he's, you know, he's obviously, he's a father. He's got a young family. I think there's a lot of things that would suggest that he wants to stay where he's comfortable. Of course, we know well that he's got his roots in the Philly area. And obviously, this is probably not going to be the last time that we wonder and say, huh, Philly, Bryce Harper, want to get one more star. That'd be kind of fun. We can all connect the dots. I mean, I think it's it actually makes some sense. They've had some issues getting production consistently out of Castellanos the last, you know, couple of years, at least the last year. So I get it. I mean, it makes a ton of sense. But I'm just not convinced at all yet that he wants to waive his no trade. And I think if we got to that point, how many teams could take on, and again, the Phillies with John Middleton, probably one of a handful of teams that could do it, would take on all the money and the luxury tax payments more than likely if we're talking about one of the big-time market teams. So, again, if they didn't trade Ohtani with, and I realize Ohtani and Trout are different players, but if they didn't trade Ohtani when all the world made it seem like that would have been the objective, logical thing to do at a very manageable salary, I'm not sure how likely it is that they would take one of the largest contracts in the history of pro sports and find a way to move it with this many years left at this type of juncture for the franchise. After losing Ohtani, it's fun to talk about, and we'll keep talking about it. I just don't see it as being terribly likely right now.
He's an MLB Network insider and my conduit to David Stearns.
Yeah.
One email I send to John Paul Morosi, he gets a text to David Stearns. I am now officially an unpaid consultant.
Have you sent the first one?
Not yet. I'm waiting. I don't want to.
You want to critique Pete Alonso dive on that ball?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
JD Martinez is getting close.
He's going to transform the offense. He's going to transform the offense when he comes back.
I'm a little bit worried about the Alvarez injury. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
But this team is playing better than I expected. I should have known that old Stearnsy would have found a way to get this team competitive quicker than I thought.
John Paul, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk to you, my friend.
Enjoy the conversation, my friend. Thanks for everything. Really
appreciate
it.
See you, buddy.
There goes John Paul Morosi. Yeah, I'm waiting because, as he said last week on the show, if you have something you want to say, I'll send a text to David Stearns for you. But I'm waiting for, I mean, I can't just do it all. I would want to send him a text like every 5 minutes.
You know what, you could do it like the two-minute report that exonerated the 76ers on a lot of things and ills in the final minute, and it's just a barrage of bullet points.
Here's what I think the last two innings of that game last night. No, I'm picking my spots. Remember, I'm picking my spots right now.
Okay.
So I'm picking my spots.
It is only April.
It is.
Got to let it marinate
a
little bit.
If the Mets lose again, get shut out.
Yeah, but is anybody running and hiding at this point?
No, it's okay. No. But that's why I said I'm okay. I'm okay for a little bit.
It's all about JD Martinez.
I know. Well, no, seriously, because the Mets looks like they're bogging down offensively, but like he could come back this weekend. That could transform the team.
It's only
that could
four
transform
games
their
back
offense.
Right now.
And I'm thinking wild card anyway. It's fine. It might not be fine for a long time.
Lofty expectations.
Might not be fine for a long
time. Come on, you got to shoot for the moon, man.
We'll see. I'm trying to be patient.
I'm
trying to be patient, you jerk. You make it impossible because you're a jerk. Because your team stinks. And you're living vicariously through my team.
What the hell? How dare you? I'm with Mike Trout and the Helmet Nachos at Anaheim.
Listen, there's only one thing about the White Sox. There's only one thing.
There's one thing really holding them back, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
But I know what it is. You know what it is?
You figured it out already?
Yes, you know what it is?
Really?
Yeah, you know what it is?
You figured it out.
Yes.
You want to tell America and the world?
Yes.
Please.
They stink. That's all holding them back. That's it. The only thing.
It's a deep thought.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jack Handy.
Right now, let's find out what's trending with our own Jack Handy here at Fox Sports Radio, because he writes literature like that and leaves it in the bathroom for people to look at. It's Brian Fenley with what's trending in the wide world of sports.
I'm actually full of deep thoughts.
That
would have been a better segue, Jason.
Give me one deep thought.
Life is
a beautiful harmony of love.
Is that a deep thought, or did you just read a Hallmark card?
You know what? He's trying to write his vows, I think.
Yes. I could be. I could be working.
Did you put that into ChatGPT? No. Is that what it spit back out? It says, sappy vow crap.
Brian Fenley is clearly, if I you had to say, hey, who's the one person here at Fox Sports Radio that would have artificial intelligence write his wedding speech? Brian Fenley.
Why? How dare you?
Because, yeah. No, I see you wanting to be on the inside scoop on that. I'll have AI write it for me. I think that's you.
How wrong you are.
Practice.
Yeah, how wrong you are.
After what you just read off a Hallmark card?
That was off the dome.
Okay. What
hey,
did you
hey,
say
hey,
again?
Hey, hey, hey. Swollen Dome over here.
Oh, sorry,
I'm trying
sorry.
To cop the moniker there, pal.
Sorry. So yeah, from that and to the swole arms that you have,
yes,
Jason,
my triceps look great today.
Yeah, for sure. And to a pro league where there are a lot of guys with nice triceps, so that would be the NBA.
You could have just said, "Let's go to the NBA."
No,
you didn't need to say. You could have just said, "Let's go to the NBA."
Chiseled triceps.
I don't think Luka has triceps. I don't think he does.
They're there somewhere.
And they're hidden somewhere.
Yours
it's not
aren't
showing
hidden.
Off.
No. Because when you got him, flaunt him, baby, right? That's me, man.
Absolutely.
Triceps.
Yeah, speaking of Doncic, he's got 18 points, and the Mavericks are leading the Clippers 48-43, just about a minute into the third quarter. Western Conference first round game two. Clippers leads this series 1-0. Also to mention, Kawhi Leonard is playing in this game. That was a surprise add-in for Los Angeles. He had missed the last 9 games because of right knee inflammation. Right now, he's struggling. He's only got 4 points from the first half. And the Clippers were brick city from three-point range in the first half. They were 2 of 13 from long range. Earlier, the Timberwolves flushed down the Suns 105-93. That was a game two. Timberwolves lead that series 2-0. And the Timberwolves made 11 more free throws in that game than the Phoenix Suns. Pacers equal their series at 1 game apiece with the Bucks after Indiana took out the Bucks in Milwaukee 105-108. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. And the Bucks were left playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, their premier scorer and talent, because of an injury to his left calf. In the NHL, we have an overtime win for the Panthers over the Lightning 3-2. These are all first round series, by the way. It's a game two for Florida, and so they're ahead 2-0. The Rangers are up 2-0 after beating the Capitals 4-3. Also, end of one period, it's the Jets 1, the Avalanche 0. That's a game two. And another game two has the Canucks trailing the Predators 1-0. Vancouver leads that matchup 1-0. And then lastly, guys, in Major League Baseball, Mariners blank the Rangers 4-0. Diamondbacks with 14 runs they put up against the Cardinals in a win. Royals victorious, so are the Cubs. White Sox almost got a win. Could even consider that a win, maybe. Close enough. 6-5 over the Twins against the White Sox. With that, let's get it back to Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Do we start, Mike and Jason, counting morale victories as wins in the win column for the White Sox?
You mean moral victories?
Morale boosting victories.
Morale boosters, moral victories.
It's the same thing.
Morale victories? No, yeah. it's not.
It is.
It's not how you use
it's the
word.
Same thing.
I kind of dig that.
You're using verbs and nouns in a way no one's ever used them in the English language.
He's
before.
Changing the language. Remember, irregardless used to be wrong.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Somebody stands up for me.
Thank you, Brian Fenley. Appreciate it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into the NBA, and it may be this simple. When it comes to figuring out one NBA superstar who's had an up-and-down season into the playoffs. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Dallas and the Clippers, final NBA game of the night. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Mavericks with a 55-48 lead over the Clippers. We'll have more on this game coming up tonight. But earlier we saw the Indiana Pacers, and it's not Doc Rivers' fault. Let me just say this right away because he'll be the first guy
sure?
to say, wait a minute, not Doc Rivers' fault. Indiana evens up the series with Milwaukee. They take game two, 125 to 108. It was a big night for the Pacers. You had 37 from Pascal Siakam, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, a big, big night, a small night, or not a great night for Halliburton, doesn't matter. They win 125-108. But the bigger thing is this. We've spent all year talking about how Damian Lillard looks old. He can't get his shots off. What's the matter? Maybe age has hit him right away, but he looks like someone that's not nearly what he used to be. And what's wrong? This is holding the Bucks back. Obviously, Doc Rivers is not the answer either, but this is holding the Bucks back. And all of this wondering, why is this happening? Why can't Damian Lillard get his shots off like he usually can? Why is he getting them all blocked at the end of games? Why is all this going on? And the answer might be way simpler than anything we've talked about, because so far, you watched Lillard single-handedly win game one for Milwaukee, right? Lillard does game one, wins it by himself. Tonight, the Bucks lost, not on him. 34 points tonight, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, shot pretty well from the floor, 50% from the floor. Damian Lillard has had 2 incredibly good games. Maybe it's, I realize this is simple, but after all the years he has had of being the one, right? He was the one in Portland, even when it was McCollum. McCollum was the 2. He was the one. He comes to Milwaukee. He's not the one anymore. He's the 2 behind Giannis, trying to figure his way. Maybe it's as simple as he's just not comfortable being the 2, because you watch him play these last couple of games, he was a different player. He is more confident. He is hitting his shots. He looks like the Damian Lillard that we saw with Portland. And, of course, no Giannis on the floor, still missing time with his calf injury. It may just be that simple. I never found my niche trying to fit in around Giannis, but when it's my team and it everything flows around and through me, hey, I'm still that guy. It may be that simple for Damian Lillard.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch the season. Obviously, off the court, right, we've had his transition to Milwaukee after all those years chronicled the fact that he went through or is going through a divorce in the process. We've talked about that a lot. During the years, particularly Major League Baseball, you watch guys that are consistent every year and suddenly have that downturn. So part of that, the psychology of that day to day and that weight on you. But certainly here, knowing that you're the guy and getting back into that role, that it all begins and ends with you. I think you're more comfortable, right? We talked about it in the NFL with wide receivers who are the number one and they hit a point in their career. Well, maybe you don't get that separation you used to. Can you adapt to that second role? Not to mention you flip coaches during the year. So now we're going into completely different philosophies. Again,
it wasn't working. He was still trying to figure it out either way.
It's still only working so much because you still got buried tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you had a great game.
Yeah.
But as a team, you got buried. So, you know, the I in team kind of thing. You know, your final stat line is great and all, but you lost by 17.
But when it comes to Lillard, that's the big difference. Is he's been the first 2 games of the playoffs, when suddenly it's okay, we're relying on you. This is a really big deal here. And yeah, okay, because I've done this before. I've been this guy. Now, is he on a team that's good enough without Giannis to be able? No, it's kind of looking like what he was like in Portland a little bit. You have a nice number 2 that he's got in Chris Middleton, but overall, yeah, this is why Giannis is the best player in the game. Why the Bucks are a title favorite, because they have Giannis. You're missing that guy. It's kind of like the Bucks are now Portland East, but for Damian Lillard, yeah, man. I mean, it might be that simple. I'm not comfortable. I can't just do what I normally do, being the 2. But when I'm the 1, yeah, I can be me. I mean, it might be that. Seriously, it just might be that
just
simple.
Just the comfort of just saying, climb on my back and I will carry you as far as I can.
Mm.
Even you, Doc.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into the biggest basketball story of the last 24 hours. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.